Got time for
the views and opinions expressed in the Straight Dope Show are those of the hosts and guests and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the show, the Uplift Society, or Rock to Crowd TV. The show is intended for entertainment purposes only and does not provide professional or legal advice. Listening to or watching the show is at your own risk, and the creators of the show are not responsible for any damages or losses that may result from its content. Enjoy the show.
The second one was Ngannou. We talked about that.
We talked about that. All right. So Shannon Sharp, Frostbite, and then Wimby.
Yep. Sports podcast.
Okay.
Hey, guys.
Oh, we're back?
Yep. Oh, shit. Right now. I told you I was pressing buttons, bro. You got to pay attention.
Man.
You don't be, you don't listen, dog. I be talking, niggas will be listening. I understand.
I have a problem.
Yo, welcome to the Straight Dope Show. I'm a Ludo.
I'm Trey V the Wonder.
Hope you're watching this on Rock the Crowd TV. If not, please do. I'm gonna be live at Laughs Unlimited, March 20th.
This nigga funny.
That's what they say. So y'all should come out and see what's, you know, hear me get down, bro. It's gonna be a great time.
See me get these jokes off, son.
How do you promote yourself like you selling drugs?
Easy, bro. I'm dope, nigga.
Come to the block, see? You know, I always got the
come
shit.
Come see me, you know? Yep. It's gonna be hot. Yep.
Show up at the spot.
You know how it go, you know what I mean? I be around, getting it in, feel me? You know what I'm saying?
Come through, see?
Yo, promoting yourself is actually kind of hard if you're not narcissistic, I guess.
I think it's because people like looking at themselves.
It's not, you know what? I don't like to look at myself, but I like to tell people I'm fly.
And I'm with you, man.
Like, I don't necessarily like looking at me, but I like to tell you, like, nigga, I'm dope, though.
I'm telling you that you want to look at me.
You should see me. You should want to see me.
I don't necessarily be wanting to look at me like that, but I think you should want to look at me like that.
Like, I'm not for me, I'm for you.
I'm an acquired taste that I haven't seemed to like. But I think you'll love it.
Listen, I would not be friends with myself.
But
I'm a great addition to your friend group.
That's crazy. That's crazy. That's good.
That's shit funny as hell.
I bet there's a lot of people like that. Right.
I mean, but that's why there's a lot of followers, because they don't like themselves, so they just
are
like,
we getting back into the followers?
I wasn't talk. Trying to.
Are we getting back into it?
Moving on, bro. Shannon Sharp. Shannon Sharp said he made more money from the Cat Williams interview than he made his whole NFL career. And I looked it up, and he made about $22 million. Well, before taxes. Contractually, he got $22 million.
Damn.
Right. And that might not include bonuses and shit. That's just like the stat tracker shit I found online. So for you to say you made more money with this interview than you ever did playing football, right? I need more details. Because all that tells me is if you did, is they really trying to destroy a community. Because why would you get paid that much for a nigga talking? Like what makes this one conversation generate $25 million?
He was talking about everybody.
Again, though, what it's one conversation with one nigga. It's just two people talking, right? And that earns you more money than you did in the NFL, right? So what was the point of that conversation? It wasn't more than Cat Williams getting shit off his chest. Hey, bro, do your thing. You got problems with niggas? Talk your shit.
Yeah.
I have no problem with that, right? But my question is, who's endorsing you? Where's the money coming from for you to get a check like that?
So I think it's I understand that you want to highlight this, but I think it's a simpler thing where it's because there's so much engagement with it just in general.
Uh-huh.
You're going to get, ads and whatnot because it's everywhere.
Yeah, no.
Now, but wait. this wasn't everywhere in the fact that like it was like a rolling meme or something like that. No, it was a part of everybody's life, even if you didn't care about it.
Everybody's conversation.
You know
everybody
what I mean?
Heard about it was it, talked about it.
That big.
Everybody got an opinion on it.
So even with Shannon Sharp being on television and saying things all the time, he still never generated that much hype at one time. You know what I mean? Nah, and this is Shannon Sharp we talking about.
I get it. I think my issue is, because we know how these algorithms work, right? Being black creators.
It ain't even just black creators, I think this is how it works with everybody, and which is why they all want to be an influencer. This is why there's, if you get in whatever genre of whatever on TikTok, there's an oversaturation of it, because if you get any engagement at all, you're going to get paid for it just like this.
No, I understand that part. Where I'm coming from is, I be watching a lot of pro-black content on YouTube, so... Mm-hmm. Where I'm coming from is the things that people make the most money from
are negative,
right? And it's like for you to generate $25 million off of somebody getting some shit off his chest.
And it was mostly negative.
Right? And the fact that the algorithms, because it's one thing if people are really watching it, right? But it's a whole other thing if it's showing up like NBA fights doing my feed.
Yeah.
Right?
This is a cultural thing, because this is where JJ Redick just had issues with this. Where he was talking about, if I was to talk about...
His point, but that's what I'm saying.
The rant. If I were to make a rant, that would have way more views than me actually breaking down and analyzing the game of basketball.
And that's what I'm saying as far as, bro, you made $25 million, but all that does is incentivize people to be more salacious and shit. It's not a nigga getting the shit off his chest and they got the status that we gonna care about. It's, I'm trying to go viral to get this kind of check. Right, and it's like, what is that? Who does that help? Because you're not. He had a real issue with niggas. Mm-hmm. That's a real issue, a real problem. And he didn't say. He was saying some shit, bro. But he did run that 4.640 or whatever the fuck he did. So hey, who knows what's true, right? But with that, it's like
he was just trying to let people know he wasn't capping with.
But no, but
shit.
But that's him, right? Yeah. Like I said, in this instance, him doing his thing is him. But the promotion around it and the way that. The internet, because it's not people on the internet, it's computers that put this shit in front of you, right? The way that the internet's moved and made this shit what it was. Oh, Shannon Sharp did a great job, bro. He just talked to a nigga.
He made my shit pop.
But let's not overstate it. It wasn't the most spectacular interview, bro. He asked a question and he answered it.
He wasn't even asking questions.
You see,
he literally just started talking, and then from there it was like,
what about? Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. So it's like you don't give me the he did such a great interview and things like that. Nah, bro, that was somebody.
It definitely all to Cat Williams, and he says it too.
Yeah, somebody getting some shit off his chest, and you was sitting there. So for you to get a check that big, why are we promoting this type of attitude? Why is this the pervasive thing that I keep seeing? Like, again, NBA fights, I keep bringing it up. Why am I seeing this? I don't even care about positive or negative. Why am I seeing this specific one? Because shit happened all the time. Mm-hmm. Niggas is talking shit all the time. People be in front of mics all the fucking time. So there's always a clip out there of somebody saying some shit about somebody. Why did this one time matter? Because why did you get the biggest check?
So, like, right? There's nothing I can actually say about it because it's real to the point where...
It's engineered so much that I feel like people just ignoring it now.
We are ignoring it because you know that it's bullshit. And when you are part of the bullshit, what is it that you're going to say? We were all a part of this bullshit in particular. And it's like, well, what can we say? We wanted this. We were happy to get it. It didn't affect us in a bad way.
It's just a story, but it's like we used to say things are made up as distractions, right? So it's like it's so pervasive at this point that when they decide to press the button on anything, that's what we talking about for the next week while whatever the fuck is going on in the back. And they still stories are still coming out. Shit's still happening.
Stuff that actually matters.
To right? But they press the button. So, nigga, all that shit's in the back. If you care about that, go look for it.
But this is why Shannon Sharp got the biggest payday of his life. He was the biggest distraction of his life for a week. This is what you were trying to say the whole time? Just say it, bro.
I went around the circle just so we could get there and it makes sense. Because I feel like, again... It's in front of us so blatantly. He telling you, bro, I just made $25 million. I'm just saying that number, but I made $25 million off a conversation because Prize Picks paid me, my cognac paid me, then I got my AdSense, got a billion views, like all of these things, right? And it's like, yeah, I see the play, but who else is seeing that this is bullshit? Because this is just niggas talking, bro. This is literally the lunchroom and the niggas in the corner having a conversation.
I think we got to get past wanting to get anything off of this little bit of substance. You know what I mean?
I hear you.
So if it's in any group, any fan thing, any media thing, we can't look for positive anything from it. So if you do draw anything positive from it, good for you.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't look for it.
I
don't even know if I should.
It's just candy.
You know what I mean?
I got you.
And we living in a time where everything is a video game and you looking for, you know, extra candy pieces to just add to your collection. You know what I mean? It's like
that.
There's no real point to it.
Yeah, you're right.
But you're glad to have it.
Yeah.
It's more for you.
You need more shit in your quiver.
Shannon Sharp hit the jackpot for a week, and this was good for him in the sphere of what we do. But that's it. There's no more, no less.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, he didn't do anything bad for the culture.
Yeah, you said
you know what I mean?
Like I'm saying, it wasn't good or bad. It's niggas having a conversation.
Just, but you always want to get to that point and was like, well, why did it actually matter?
Why, bruh, the amount of things that pop off. Right? The amount of things that happen every day. Fuck pop off. The amount of shit that happens every day. The amount of niggas on microphones. The amount of actual shit happening. Right? This one thing went around the world. Immediately. Immediately, though. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like it was out for a couple days and the niggas caught on and it took off. As soon as it dropped, that shit was around the world. How the fuck you do that?
Because he was the biggest distraction. And I think that should be everyone's goal if you want to be any type of celebrity or any type of successful.
That should be your goal, but it's in this age where shit's moving at a pace where niggas' rights is getting taken away. Niggas is getting genocides on them. Like, when shit is really moving in the world, right? Like, at a breakneck pace, us as people, I love candy too. Like, I'm not like
candy.
No, I love candy too. I understand.
Nah, we need less candy, more substance. You know,
eat your vegetables, my nigga.
We malnourished out here. I get what you're saying.
That's it. But understand what's happening. Because, like, bro, as much as I'm tuned into other shit, I laughed at this Cat Williams shit. I checked it out for a bit.
But we talk about, okay, so we give this show, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where we talk about candy nonstop.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the show, we still trying to give you something of substance.
Absolutely.
And you want that same mindset from everybody else.
I would hope. That's a wish. I know it's a wish. I know it's a wish.
I understand where you're coming from. But nah, son.
I know.
It's just not going to happen like that.
I think it's that. Excuse me. People talk about how much they don't. Nobody ever told them or how they need help. Right? Those are two things that come up a lot. And it's like, look, dog, the world been moving. I kind of hate how we look back at the 90s with nostalgia. I'm from that era, right? I'm from that era, but I also remember the same shit that's happening now with the rights and the people. It's just different places.
Mm-hmm. And, but it wasn't so much better in no way.
You see? Nah. It's the same shit. It just moves forward.
Rodney King was getting beat out in the street in 92?
Yeah, something like that. You see what I'm saying?
You know what I mean?
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. So if I was there and I remember, but the way that we wax poetically about it, oh, the 90s was this. Nigga, the same shit that's happening in 2024 happened in 1994. And y'all are cool with it. Everybody seems okay with it because, you know, Cat Williams talking about Steve Harvey. Like, right? Or we got some dumbass challenge. Like.
Hey, sorry. Honestly, like I said, it's a distraction, but it's the way that the culture moves, and if you're trying to be famous in any way, you need to be a distraction, because nobody wants to center in on this bullshit.
Nobody can. Well,
of the things that are real that we talking about anyway. Like, how much do you really, you know, want to talk about this if you don't feel like what you do in the everyday, you know, life is going to affect anything? Like, I don't, you know, I can't stop anybody from shooting up a school. I just hope that they don't. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, us sitting here having these conversations might be able to stop one or two people in the world from ever thinking or doing some shit like that. Hopefully. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if you sitting at home listening to shit and you're not that person.
If you're not about to action, if you're not trying to do anything, then you're just not trying to do anything.
Me looking at Shannon Sharp is a good little escape. From the bullshit that's in my world in my 9-to-5.
I get it.
You know what I'm saying? I just got knocked out. Like, I need to, like...
I get it, bro. I fucking understand.
I'm trying to vent.
I think I just, like, you know how you, I guess, want more? Or you try to give people the benefit of the doubt, but I can't give you the benefit of the doubt if you're not here with me. You see what I'm saying?
But those places that you want more are there, but you have to actively be in them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because if you're looking at it through the lens of the internet is going to give you all the bullshit and more.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I feel like the world is so much more beautiful than the internet can ever try to give you.
I agree.
If we're going to go into VR and all of that type of shit like that, we always got to remind ourselves that the actual world is so much more beautiful than anything the internet can give you. Like, even if you have your perfect little girlfriend and all of that extra shit, and your whole life is everything that you want it to be,
real world on the is better. Internet.
Real world is going to feel better. It's going to be better to you. Yeah. It's going to get more confidence from every good thing that happens from the real world.
Absolutely. Yeah. No,
you know?
That's cool. We can move on. But, yeah, no, I'm glad we talked about it, because that's something I struggle with. The next thing is football frostbite.
Hey, these are people who have a hard time detaching themselves from the fake shit,
bruh,
and getting back to the real world.
Now, I'm going to be honest.
Quite literally.
I'm going to be honest with the real people. I'm going to be honest with the people out here. When bruh sent me the thing, my first reaction was hella ha-has. Hell of them.
It's fucked up.
Then I said, that's not funny. Then I said, more ha ha ha. Because I feel no sympathy for niggas that have to go through a medical procedure because of a football game. And you wasn't playing in it. Like, it's one thing if it's one thing if that's your job and you had to be out there. Like, even if you're the towel boy, the ball boy, something that's like that. That's your job. Hey, bro, I feel for you. You had to go out there, right?
But if you probably better equipped, though. To be this ain't funny. This is not funny. People got amputated for being at this football game.
It was recommended.
This affected people's lives as if they were in war. This affected people forever.
I hope they team won.
I hope karma doesn't strike me while I'm sitting next to you.
Why do you say that?
Because I want to have more sympathy.
I don't Why? Nah,
do,
bro.
But I want to.
Okay, thank you. Don't. Why am I supposed to feel bad when
something you should say, hey, it's too cold out here. Maybe we should go home.
Bro, it's negative.
Hey, I don't think we should be out here.
It's -4 with a wind chill.
I don't think we should be out here. It's kind of cold.
They got...
It's getting a little nippy. My nose.
Right now,
hey, my snot is drying up to ice. I can't really breathe. I don't think we should be out here. Hey, it's starting to hurt my cheeks.
Dog, my hands are purple.
My throat hurts when I breathe.
I think
we should go home. There's so many different moments that could have clicked. That said, it's a little too cold.
I have no...
Maybe we shouldn't be out here like this.
Mm-mm,
maybe we should get a couple more blankets.
Like, it does... I'm not... Like, as callous as I am, you're right. Everything you said was correct. People are affected for life because of a football game. And we can't keep pushing off personal responsibility. Like, you was not being paid to be there.
Nah.
You had no, bruh, everybody else watched the game at the house.
I would hope that people could be smarter than this.
You see what I'm saying?
Going forward, this was kind of dumb.
That's why, that
benefit of the doubt. I can't give you the benefit of the doubt if you do some shit like that.
We talk about this so much. We have to look out for the sheep.
Bruh.
And the dumb people of life.
Doug, I told they you can't I would look out for hey, themselves. I told you I would go out to Buffalo and shovel that snow for $25 an hour and some pizza. Like, if I lived out there. Did I say that?
Yes.
See?
But look, dude, there's a really cute girl. They just lost her arm. And all she needed was someone to tell her, hey, it's a little too cold out here. And she wasn't told that.
You know what? I'm not going to make this worse. Let's move on.
See, I tried to, like,
bring you it just, down. You hurt me. That.
See, a really cute girl.
It had to be a cute girl, though. Because if it was a dude, I'd be like, ah, nigga.
But if you was a woman, right? And you was like, oh, my gosh, a really hot guy.
No. Niggas, you done,
had his
bro.
Leg removed. Now he can't walk because of this football.
Hey, you think
all he needed. All
right, this is going to be mean, but I'm going to say it. Do you think that when they get asked about that they gonna tell a story or they gonna tell the real shit?
I mean, I probably would. You'll get enough sympathy. No one's gonna laugh in your face. Stop, dude.
I didn't say nothing. What the fuck?
What the fuck?
I didn't say nothing.
Dog.
I didn't say nothing. Like,
once again, I hope karma doesn't strike
bruh,
me.
Bruh, be cool. Me
for
and
being close to you.
Me and karma got a
I
thing.
I felt your thoughts. We all did. Okay?
I don't know what you're talking about.
No, man.
I don't know what you're talking
no,
about.
No, I'm not here for this.
I didn't say anything.
I just don't want to be involved.
Moving on.
Exactly.
Yo, so I'm with fucking Draymond, even though I hate his takes 99.
You don't like listening to Draymond talk, right?
Ever.
I don't think I like hearing him talk either.
But when he said that, how you gonna be defensive player of the year and your team is ranked 27th in defense, I was like, you know what?
Because we top five when I'm out here.
The bar is in
when
hell.
When I'm out here.
The bar is in hell. Like, you personally can't be the best at anything if your team suck. Period. You not the MVP. I can give a fuck if you score 40 points a night, my nigga. If y'all win 12 games, you not the MVP. Period. Nobody cares. You defensive player of the year and your team is ranked damn near last? Nigga, what? What do you do? What is this? Oh, it's because of your stats? Fuck your stats, nigga. This is a team game. Nigga, you can't be.
It's not necessarily the stats.
Then what?
When I'm out here, we're top five.
Nigga, so
I'm
when,
a great defender all right, so check, when I'm on the
hey,
court.
So check this out. Listen.
How am I going to impact defense when I'm not on the court?
Listen. When you first off, nigga, you how many minutes of game you play?
Nah, bro.
Nah, bro. First off,
because this nigga want me to telepathically tell niggas how to play defense
no.
when I'm not out
nah,
there,
Nah, check
bro.
It out though.
I'm not Professor X.
Nah,
guys.
Check it out though.
Just because I'm tall don't mean I'm really an alien.
But also,
these niggas want me to do things that's not possible.
But
I
also,
can't affect these niggas when I'm not on the court. When I'm out here, we top five, son.
So when you're not out there, they 30th.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're absolutely terrible. That's how great I am. I make these niggas look good.
You make them raise. No, you don't, though.
Top five when I'm out here.
No, because when you put the two together, when you put your top 20, five. Like, yo, you raise up five spots. Like, that top five that you are, you're not raising nothing. You're not it,
bro.
But
bruh. I need you to understand.
You're not it, bro.
When
you,
I'm out the here, bar we is top it, five.
This is that AAU shit.
Only when I'm out here,
this
we
is
top
that
five.
AAU shit.
But you trying to get me to affect people with some kind of abilities.
I'm not, bro.
Sense.
I want you niggas to win. That's what I want. That, like, defensive player of the year means that you took wins from niggas. That's what that means. You took wins from them.
My
you didn't.
Defensive
no.
win shares
is low as fuck, nigga. The fuck? Because it's only top five when you out there. And I guess you only pay 15 minutes because you niggas can't pick it up the rest of the time. So, no.
You know what it really is? Because this is kind of funny. It's like, I can really can't say that. And I really don't want to. But the thing that it is that even puts him in this conversation this is the same thing as Rudy Gobert being the best.
Just blocking niggas.
Yes, I'm tall and I can block.
But we knew that. But we knew that shit was fraudulent.
But no, literally, all of the other aspects of defense no longer matter because I'm tall and I can block shots.
Hey, bro, we knew Rudy Gobert was fraudulent 2 years
ago. No, they don't, because they still put him in that DPOY conversation every year.
But check this out, though.
He's still the same guy.
No, you know what? Hey, they have no respect for Brad. Because check this out. This is a side, but he got choked by Draymond. Draymond got fined $25,000. Rudy Gobert did this to the refs. They charged that nigga $100K.
Are you serious? All right, first off, you ain't even from here, bro. All right?
Yeah, that's what I'm
Who
saying.
Who you throwing money signs?
That's what I'm saying, dog. Yeah, they don't even like him like that. So
we don't even fuck with you like that out here. Who do you think you are? This is probably what they were saying to him as they sat him down. This is why we was charging you $100,000 for this shit.
Bruh, so
nigga, you got choked out. You didn't think it was you didn't think it what did you think was gonna happen? Money signs to who?
The refs.
Fuck you. Don't talk to our refs. Those are our enforcers, nigga. You saying fuck the police to our police, nigga?
Yeah, pretty much. like I said, that was an aside. But to win,
he literally did say that too, because that's what the money sign is.
Yeah.
Y'all getting paid off, right? That's what he's trying to say. Hey,
well, he said it in an interview too, so this might have been a compound on the thing, because he said that
100,000, please.
They asked him. Somebody asked him about sports betting, and he was like, "It's ruining the game." I paraphrase it because I don't remember the quote, but it was like either the refs is in on it or they got something going, right? And it's ruining the game.
You know what? We should be on Rudy's side. That nigga said, "Fuck the police." That's how I see it. We find a way out of jail. Kick by freedom. These niggas got the game rigged, yo. Fuck these niggas. They paid off, yo. We should be on Rudy's side.
We should be, but we don't have him.
Reality is, hey, fuck this nigga. Choke this nigga out. You know,
that's rough, son.
Fuck the French.
That's rough.
Again, I said this before, remember?
We fuck with y'all.
No, we don't.
I do.
No, we don't.
Don't
fuck
say
that
we.
That part of the
don't
algorithm.
Say we.
Nah, son. They need to be better to all of us.
Why?
Everybody.
Who?
Because if you were to go down there, how would you feel?
The same way I feel when I go to Whole Foods, nigga.
That's not a good thing. That's not a good thing. What he just said is not a good thing. That made my point more than anything else.
They don't know that.
He said the same way I feel going in the Whole Foods.
All eyes on me.
With the weird smile.
Straight get out here. But yeah,
I hate that smile, bro.
Mm-hmm. So, any other basketball news?
Oh, there's so much basketball we need to talk about. What? Shit. Who's fraudulent out here? Because we at that point of the season where we could give the fraudulent takes.
Clip show.
Yeah. The Clips. What's up with your Clips?
Still rocking with them.
Oh, yeah? I'm
still holding it down. But wait, actually.
Didn't I say it's going to get bad without Russ because he's the one that cares throughout the season and the rest of them niggas don't really care? They need him, right?
I'm still rocking with him because I don't know Russ' timeline. If I knew Russ' timeline, if he not come, if he out,
he might
out,
come back.
That's what I'm saying.
They need, but he coming back for the playoffs, not the regular season.
Yeah.
They need him to help them get through the regular season.
Nah, they got it.
Yeah, sure.
They'll be all right.
They might.
They'll be all right.
They might.
I mean, they better than the Warriors, nigga.
Yeah, so the way the rest of the season is going, and it ain't even the Warriors, because I've been telling you, the Warriors ain't it.
But that's what I'm saying.
It's the Warrior fans that get mad, because it's like, I'm supposed to be down with the team more. And I understand. Like, I get it. I love them, too. But they ain't it. And it's my Kings take that kind of is hurting me right now, because now them niggas look bad, and there ain't no real reason for it. Like, where's their excuse? What the fuck? This was your year to capitalize. Other niggas look weak. What the fuck? Fucking the Minnesota Timberwolves, Rudy Gobert look better.
Hey, bro.
Sabonis be beating the fuck out of AD. What happened to him against everybody else?
He not that guy.
What's going on, bro? What's going on?
Because they had that meeting and they were like, "So look, guys, you're in Sacramento. Hold on, check this out. They like, we got that beam thing, right? And then we got this place almost selling out again, right?
That's only for home games.
So we need y'all
to lose on
to
the
cool
road.
Out. Nah, they light it for the road. But I'm saying the league in general just it's like y'all Sacramento. You gonna be Sacramento. Y'all had that 1 year that y'all looked spectacular. This, bro, this is literally the night.
You gonna be Sacramento. Bro,
I'm gonna tell you.
What does that mean?
We gonna have 1 year where we light the sky on fire, right? And then we gonna have five more where we don't do shit until there's another move made on the roster.
Until the clock strikes 12.
And then it's then we gonna get back to that. We gonna have a 4 year run. Where we're going to be in the playoffs every year.
It's not going to be that great, though. But it'll be.
Nigga, we've seen this story before. I could name the players on the teams when they did it. Like, what you mean? This is not new to me. It's just like, oh, how did y'all go from up, like, y'all was lighting everybody up, to being like, oh. Y'all like one of the East. Y'all literally an East team. But I don't know nothing about you. Like y'all win sometimes.
The part fucking with
sometimes.
Me is like Fox is good.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing wrong with him.
The Kings always had good players.
But you know, Murray is good.
Uh huh.
He should just be capitalizing, and everything should be rolling.
So is Monk.
Good.
Sabonis.
He be killing my team.
Sabonis like, got a record for
like
triple
said,
doubles
be,
and double doubles.
He be killing it against uh-huh. random motherfuckers though. Uh-huh. But like, what's mm-hmm. going on? What's going on?
It's King's curse, bro. I'm trying to tell you, we've seen this before.
The year I put my monies on you. Look, when the playoffs start, they better kick it up.
We'll see.
They better kick it up because if they look is about as good as the Warriors look, that's a problem. That's a problem.
That's all they ever wanted to be was be better than y'all. So as long as they like ninth and y'all 10th, bro, we good.
That's about how it looks though. Like they going down. You're not going up. Like you have every opportunity to look better than everybody else. Like, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You could be top three.
Could be.
You should be.
No.
Yeah, there's no reason not to.
Actually, who is top three? The Thunder?
I was looking at.
It's random.
Denver, the Thunder, and it was the Clips. Is it still the Clips right now?
I don't know right now.
It might be.
Yeah,
but it don't matter. It's so in flux. It's like nobody is really that good. And it's like Denver is going to just coast their way to the playoffs. And then it's like, who's really for real this? Who's going to try to beat us?
I don't care what nobody say. Jokic need more respect. That's all I'm going to say. And y'all should have stopped hating.
He definitely
You know
does.
What? You know what? Y'all hate does. It on his MVP, his triple, three, back-to-back-to-back MVPs, and that's okay. Y'all hated on him. It's good. I understand what happened. I know why you did that. Get that nigga third one, bro. Like, yo, okay, you can't give him back-to-back-to-back. I understand. Okay, give him a third one. No, just off fucking
just let it
field
be,
vision, bro.
Let it be his little generation. Like, however long it lasts. Five
bruh,
years.
Let him rock.
Let him rock. Let it rock because nobody is even good anymore. Like, nobody else. They don't even look like they trying.
Bruh,
he don't care. It makes it that much worse.
It's 9 to 5 for him, bro. It's a job for him. It's 9 to 5.
These other dudes, y'all must really suck.
Yeah.
You don't but remember I mean, how you asked me like what well how does he get these off and they can't it's and I'm like it's they don't have the field vision that he has. It's different.
Right.
But it's only different because he cared enough to learn enough about the game. And none of them is doing that. Like right. Draymond Green can do what he does, but he's 6'5" or 6'6". You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. If he was 7'1", it'd be different. There's a lot of 7'1" dudes in the NBA. None of them have his skills.
They're not doing the Jokic, bro. They not doing it like him.
Nobody is like, coming close.
He made the Nuggets make it fun to watch basketball. I like watching their games just because it's the basketball that I kind of grew up with, right? and they play. It's not fucking that. And his basketball, not basketball IQ, crazy.
Yeah, you know what? It's like watching. Have you watched the Thunder play?
No.
Okay. Well, they can be exciting, but sometimes it's a lot of Shai Gilgeous-Alexander just going to the line,
mm-hmm.
and you get caught in those moments where it's like you understand that he's unstoppable because he's getting calls, not more because you can't stop him on defense.
Like he just draws a call.
He's going to get a foul.
Okay.
But he's good enough that he can get a foul. It's not that he's not getting the foul.
Yeah, no, he can do his job, but it's like because it's the James Harden effect.
But that's not the beauty of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get to the playoffs, those calls aren't going to get called as much. Yeah. So the game changes for those type of teams.
Mm-hmm.
When we get to the playoffs this year, the game's going to change for him. And I'm going to want to see how he improves. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is why I was such a big fan of Fox last year, because when the playoffs started, he proved to me that he can be up against the best.
I feel like he's done that year after year, and I don't know if either he got hurt or the shit just fall apart around him. But, I mean, I'm from here. I've seen the Kings year after year, and it's like, yo, there is a higher power dictating shit to be like, not y'all.
Not y'all.
Like, every time. Did you hear about the change in the All-Star game requirements?
Mm-mm.
They changed. Sacramento ain't in that shit.
Oh!
Period. They made it. They increased the number of hotel rooms you need and the amount of five-star accommodations and shit you need. And so it just X'd you out.
But that was literally the biggest problems with Sacramento.
But check it out, though. You just did it in Indiana, my nigga.
Yeah, but that could have been a problem, too, for them. Could have been one of those, like, yeah, we didn't enjoy this. This wasn't good.
Well, it's not even that they didn't enjoy it. It's that they picked the city, right? So the city had to meet their requirements to do it. So it's not even an enjoyment thing. It's literally, we X'ing out you small markets because we're not going there.
Yeah, we're not doing this again.
Like, right? Yeah. And that's like, that's...
And y'all need to step it up if you want us to come back.
Bruh, that's just fucked up.
It's kind of real.
Because it don't...
We bought these stadiums to get these opportunities. And now you X'd us out of these opportunities again.
Like I said they would.
You're right.
How do we punk a city into giving us what we want and still fucking them out of it? Oh, our board of governors voted and changed the requirements.
Damn.
Well, thank you for...
They doing us how they do us in regular life, bro. We just moved the needle on you.
Every time.
Yeah, damn, that hurts.
Nobody sees that shit, though. We love the NBA. We love the Kings. And it's like... You
don't look at the Sacramento Kings as like, you know, the colored people. That's kind of how you got to look at it.
Bruh, when you get multiple number one draft picks and they never pan out.
Any of the small market teams is just the colored people.
When you have multiple head coaches that just seem to magically get fired or whatever, but then become champions on other teams.
Oh, man.
Over the last 20 plus years.
They met a white woman. Got money. Sorry.
I hear you. Hey, man. I'm saying this is just how it goes, right? So when you look at it through those eyes and then you see a player like Fox who decides to stay here. Yeah. His free agency coming up. He signed a long deal. And he got the skills. He's really good at his job.
All you can do is hope that he gets better one year. And it, one magical year.
That things seem to fall in place.
Yeah.
Like, why do things have to fall in place when I'm really good?
And it only be for that one year. It's not like it's going to happen for most people. Like, y'all had the same team. Why did they go back to back?
Meanwhile, the Lakers with the same team seem to be in the hunt.
They're always in the hunt.
Interesting.
With Anthony Davis, who don't be trying.
So funny.
Hmm.
So interesting. Do we have anything else? More basketball news. We talk about I love how you be quiet.
I love how you be quiet
as fuck, bro. We know.
They're so bad. You need to dry. What is it you want me to say? The Warriors are bad. They're bad. Curry is hurt.
It just got worse. Yo, what's funny is it's like, I think Curry got hurt, and then y'all just got like, beat, beat, beat. And then it was like, yo, like, right? Y'all still got players. Y'all still got
it squad. Was supposed to go well from here on. We had an easy schedule. We had one of the 20-something easiest schedules left. It was supposed to be a skate. It's one of those, we were looking at it like, not just that it was going to be good. It was how good.
Mm-hmm.
How good is their record going to be from here on out to see what level of, like, seeding that they can 11th. Get to the playoffs. They're like, could they get to the sixth seed or possibly go beyond it? Because they got on a winning streak and they just was rolling. And because, you know, they're not playing anybody that good. They could really go on a couple of great
winning streaks.
And then, you know, you lose three in a row or some shit. That's crazy. Then you lose to Wimby's DPOY team. You know, the 25th defensive team when he's not on the court. We lose to them niggas.
Hey, he wasn't even in the game.
He wasn't even in the game. We lose to his team, who's one of the worst defensive teams, when he's not on the court. We lost to them when he wasn't on the court. So, yeah, it's not going well for my guys. You know, I love my guys. I love Pods. Everybody's coming down on Pods for not being a better rookie. Like, he's 19, dude.
He's playing well. Leave the nigga alone.
I ain't got nothing to say about him. I don't even know how old he really is, though. Like, I know he's a child.
He's young enough to give him a break. That's what it is.
That nigga is simple, bro.
So.
And fucking, he literally just got to the point where he just got left. All right? He's hurt now.
Yeah.
It's gone.
Y'all are, it's a wrap for y'all.
Yeah, it looks bad. It's only a week, but it's like, if y'all lose two more of them games, it's like, you might be out the running. It's okay, bro. Once again,
okay.
This might be one of those, like, you're a prisoner of the moment only because the West is so bad. Y'all might still make the run. You might still get sixth because the fucking West is in a choke job. Y'all niggas are
everybody cooling it except the Spurs. Or not the Spurs, the Nuggets.
I guess. Ain't nobody really that good. Who's a world beater out here other than Denver?
Nobody.
And on the East, who's the great team on the East?
Nobody.
This NBA is like, I thought it was going to be better. It's like the talent is everywhere, but I think it's not structured.
It's AAU.
Damn, you right.
Yeah, fuck.
Keep saying that.
It's mad talent everywhere, but nobody plays basketball.
Good basketball.
It's street ball in uniforms, right? The pick and roll, bro. What's the one play that you can run on the playground? The pick and roll. Well, like, that's the one.
Oh, how do we make the pick and roll better?
Oh, the lob.
Well, we pulled it back out, and now we call it the high pick and roll. So there's just more space.
We just do it at the 3-point instead of in the paint.
Like way out.
Way before it. Uh-huh. To get you to three. Yeah. Uh-huh.
My little one-on-one thing. You
know, that's it.
I got a lot of dribble moves.
We're going to do the dribble moves. We're going to get the high pick and roll. We're going to get the mismatch. And then we're going to shoot it or take it to the rim. That's literally just street ball.
You know what? Can we talk about Luka for a second?
Sure. If the thing don't die.
Because the Luka magic of it all. This nigga laughs.
Trademark, nigga.
This nigga laughs at his name.
The Luka magic.
But the Luka magic of it all is holding the ball, doing my pick and roll, and then, you know, passing to somebody if you overcommit.
Mm-hmm.
That's his entire game. It's not a bad game, but it is the AAU James Harden game.
Yeah, absolutely.
And 100%.
Yeah, no, I'm going to just dribble. Hey, pick.
When you get somebody that's at the height of that,
mm-hmm.
Is it bad for basketball or is it good for basketball? Because dude is amazing.
Him by himself is not bad for basketball. The way that they've changed the way you play the game to incentivize offense is bad for basketball when you add him to that equation.
Yeah.
Right? Because all of the dribble moves, the high pick, all that shit stop, bro, when I can put my hands on you. All that shit stop when I can put my forearm, when I can put this right in your lower back. If I can actually touch you. You feel me? Not slap you hella hard, but if, you know, incidental contact and shit.
I can impede your movements.
Yeah, if I can
to some extent.
If I can get in your way, right?
At all. without having to throw a charge.
That changes the game.
The only way I can defend actually getting in front of you is trying to get a charge.
But that's it.
Every time.
So, and that shouldn't be.
That's
right?
The thing.
So that right there is why I can understand why you would say it's bad for basketball, because you're looking at it from the right now context. But if you look at how it's changed to incentivize certain things, then, yeah, bro, if you can do that, if you got the skills enough to dribble around you, bro, use the pick, brush it off, dish it, or get to the rim, why not do that?
Like, everybody that does that now kind of has a version of Magic Johnson.
Yeah, they got the skills, bro. They're not talentless, mm-hmm. right? They know they're really good at basketball, but the way that this version of the game is played, it takes all of the adversity away from it.
Yeah, this is Jokic as well. Because
mm-hmm.
I feel like if you were able to play defense in a different way, he would probably get run off the court a lot more. And because we can't put bodies on you the way we would normally, he gets to trot up and down the court.
Well, I agree, but I don't, because I also feel like him and Luka specifically, because they came from overseas, I feel like they play the way we learned how to play.
But they also say that it's easy over here.
No, but that's what I'm saying.
There's
so
a reason for it.
No, so even if you tried to ratchet it up against them, right? Mm-hmm. Even if you tried to change the game against them, they still better than you.
No, they're great players. It's not about them not being great players. Mm-hmm. It's about the way the game looks and the way that they incentivize their own game because of the way we do our rules.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what else am I supposed to do?
Why wouldn't I do this? Like,
every
that's
single time, mm-hmm. right? That's the high Luka pick and roll.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with Jokic's game whatsoever, right? But we keep looking at him and saying, if I put you up against, and thinking they can stop him, and it's like, that's not real.
You know,
but the thing in your mind is real that says, if defense was played a little bit different, it probably would impede you and your entire game to a significant difference.
I would
especially
say,
Luka, who never really gets challenged on a defensive end.
Okay.
Like, I've never seen him dog-ass tired. Why the fuck not? Steph is dog-ass tired every night. That nigga is hitting the floor, bro. He is going through
hey,
it, bro.
Hey, bro, but why? But why would I if I don't have to?
Like, this is where the thing about the game becomes the conversation. Is it good for the game or is it bad? Like, I think we need to get that thing in the middle again. We need to get to that place in the middle where it's we playing some defense in the regular season, and then when you get to the playoffs, you ratchet it up. But if none is played in the regular season?
Well, I mean, but you the way that Fowler calls his shit, it makes it hard, right? So it's like, you know, you need the space to land, right? Mm-hmm. But hey, dog, if we both jump at the same time and you see me and you decide to just flail back, what the fuck am I supposed to do? Like, I'm okay, or I jump straight up and you kick me in the shins, and it's like, oh, that's a foul. He touched me, right? When you have shit like that.
My favorite is a rip through flare.
Yeah, no, hey, bro, we used to do, you can do that, and it's not a foul, bro, because you see what you did. I'm trying to get into your space, and you making space. All right, cool, but now it's a foul.
Every single time.
Bro, what are we watching right now?
Yeah, it's not good.
Like, that's not how this game has ever been played up until the last 5-10 years.
Yeah, it looks bad now.
And it's like, but y'all was telling us to love it, though. Oh, this is how we do it. Oh, you just don't like shooters. Oh, they got to have space.
But it's we're not the only ones making this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like we understand that it should be talked about more. The defense should be a little bit more main stage in the game.
Absolutely.
In the regular season. Because when the playoff starts, we play defense again.
I feel like it should just be consistent from start to finish, only because that's the product, bro. Like,
I'm with you.
Like, that's it. Just be consistent. If you're not going to call the shit throughout the whole season, don't start in the playoffs and be like, don't give me that this is playoff basketball bullshit. No, bro.
We wouldn't have so many issues with refs anyway.
Yeah, if it was consistent.
Yeah.
If you would just be consistent, that's it.
And we wouldn't get those dumbass reports at the end of the game where you're backing up the bullshit that you did. We know what you're going
to
say.
You don't have. Hey, you know what's funny though is people are like, "Oh, the ref should have to speak up for the things that they did or whatever." And it's like, look, dog,
if they make a decision, they made a decision.
And we're gonna
it's in the game. You keep fucking rolling. That's how it is. If you good enough, bro, you overcome the shits that they trying to shit you on. They trying to get you on. That's how it go. The team, nobody, you gotta, if you're a team, you assume that nobody's for you. The refs ain't for you, bro. Fuck being fair. Them niggas is against you too.
Like, every time I think about this, I just be looking at Steph. And I'm just looking at those numbers, bro.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Steph is the perfect example. They against you. It's not just the other team. It's everybody. We're not giving you an inch. I got to go out here and ball my ass off every night. They're not giving me the calls. They're not giving me shit.
They ain't giving me a
motherfucking hey, but you know what? He show up, bro. Shout out to Steph. Because don't nobody else do that.
Ain't nobody going to talk about it. Well, he's never talked about the refs. Mm-mm. And anybody else would have said something.
Not like...
Like, he takes that professional thing to another extent.
Well, but
like,
that's
I would be pissed.
But he is pissed. I'm sure it irritates him. His wife probably hear about it all the time. Right? But it's, it don't fucking matter. Yeah. If I do my shit, if they give it to me or not, nigga, I've made the shot. Feel me? I still got my shit off. I still put my points up. Now, if they start giving me them shits, I'd go crazy. Mm-hmm. I'd be 60-70 average in the game because I'm getting 30 free throws. Nigga, what you mean? Like, but they're not going to give me that because I'm too
good and it would make the game look bad.
There you go.
The other guys that don't make the game look bad because it makes them look better.
Exactly.
It doesn't make Steph look better. He's already too good.
If Steph was really getting the calls, if Steph was getting the superstar treatment, he would have broke the game.
Yeah, it would look bad for the rest of the game.
And
that's why the whole KD thing was funny because it was understandable that people didn't like it.
It was, but we don't have time.
We don't have to talk about that.
Yo, we got to get up out of here. I'm Aludo.
I'm Trey B. The Wonder.
This has been a Straight Dope Show. Hope you watch this on Rock the Crowd TV. If not, please do.
We will get better.
Oh, we get better every time.
We will always.
Every time.
Hell yeah.
Yep.
And like that, the sun will shine again. That was a good one, huh? I'm doing it.
This is the Straight Dope Show.
This is the Straight Dope Show.
On the spot, bro.